is Real Life. They're Tom, Charlie, Miles, Josh and Joe, and they're from Stockport. BBC Radio Sheffield, you're listening to Paulette Edwards, and we've been trying just to get the knowledge out there and just to help people, to help each other, you know, in our current situation. So we should know by now how incredible our NHS are. We gave them a round of applause last week, but we also know that it's struggling and is close to full capacity with the number of cases of COVID-19. So any support seems to be welcome right now. And Steps Rehabilitation Centre in Sheffield is taking patients with corona to free up beds in our hospitals in Sheffield. Well, Rebecca Stevenson is the manager at Steps, and she's here to tell us a little bit more. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Paulette.
So Steps is a centre for rehabilitation. Tell me about the patients that you normally have there.
So, yeah, in everyday life, we have people who've perhaps had strokes or spinal injuries and these kinds of complex trauma needs. And we have a large team of physios, occupational therapists, psychologists, all different kinds of expertise that help to get these people up and running and achieve as much of a rehabilitation as they're able to.
And what's your capacity then, Rebecca?
23 clients we have usually. But in view of what's happened with the NHS and we are responding to this crisis, we've been able to discharge lots of our clients who were perhaps coming to the end of their rehab journey with us, so that we've been able to free up some beds to be used by the NHS.
So you're taking patients with COVID-19. How are you actually facilitating that then? How equipped are you for that?
Well, I have to say, we're not knowingly taking people with COVID-19. It's hoped that we are doing everything here to keep COVID-19 out of the building. So we've been on lockdown here for about 3.5 weeks. So what that's meant is that only essential visitors have been allowed in the building. Anybody who comes here has got to answer a set of questions. You immediately have to wash your hands. These sorts of things have been in place here for us now for several weeks, which means we've got no known cases of COVID-19 in our building. And I think really we're working very hard to make sure that that carries on. But by taking people from the NHS, we won't know for sure. And right. So what we will do is we will do what's called barrier nursing. So anybody that we take from the NHS will go into a room initially on their own and be... So people going in there will be wearing protective equipment, although it is quite difficult to get hold of some of it, but so far we're doing not too bad. So they'll go in with gloves, aprons, masks on and these sorts of things. We'll observe them for 7 days and see how the new admissions are.
Right. So what kind of patients? Are you taking patients that would normally come to Steps then from the NHS? Is that how it's working?
We're hoping to. We're hoping to relieve the pressure that's on perhaps the neurological ward or on the spinal injuries unit.
Right.
So, yes, we will definitely be available to take clients such as that, ones that we know that we can definitely make a difference to.
All right. So in terms then of your support, you know, you talk about the range of support you have there in terms of staff. You're now looking to recruit more people, aren't you?
We are. And even as we speak, we've got some new starters here now. So rehab assistants, so care assistants, as they would be termed in other facilities. But they're here now having some training as we speak. New housekeepers have started because obviously keeping the place clean is the most important thing that we can do. But really the need for being on your show today is that we need nurses. We need qualified nurses. We need general nurses, mental health nursing nurses, nurses with learning disability background. Because it's nursing really that's the backbone of all that's happening at the moment. And I know they're needed everywhere. But perhaps somebody who's retired in the past 18 months or so and doesn't want to go onto the front line, as in being A&E or something like that, we are able to give them a job here that will fit perhaps around their childcare needs, or, you know, we'll be able to talk to people and try and make things happen.
Are you worried then that you're going to take from the bank that's required for the NHS though, Rebecca?
Well, there's certainly a limited stock that's to go around us all.
Yeah.
But obviously, everybody needs to be cared for, whether they're in the Hallamshire Northern General, whether they're in a care home in Sheffield, they all need caring for. So really, it's not taking from them. It's using the resources we've got wisely.
And in terms then of other support then, you said that, you know, some of that is catered for. Are you needing anything other than nurses? Are you needing any other kind of staff?
Speech therapists in particular, yes. We are short on speech therapists. But other than that, if anybody would be interested in a role at Steps, we have a website which is stepsrehabilitation.co.uk, and all our current jobs are being advertised on there. All people can give us a call on 258-7769, 258-7769, and we can talk through what's needed here.
Wonderful. Well, it's been good to talk to you, Rebecca. Thank you very much. Look after yourselves at Steps Rehabilitation Centre in Sheffield.
Too.
Thank you.